This is KERA News. I'm Bill Siebel. Fort Worth Opera's JFK gets its world premiere Saturday. It recounts President Kennedy's last night on Earth, which many may not know was in Fort Worth. The opera blends other forgotten facts with fantasy in a story that some are calling the most anticipated new opera of the American season. Fort Worth Opera director Darren Woods was looking for a very big, very local original opera for the company's 70th anniversary. He's lived in Fort Worth 15 years, but this little fact took even him by surprise.
Our director of production at that time, Kurt Howard, said, "You know, I think that Kennedy spent his last night in Fort Worth." And I went, "Everybody would know that if that happened. That can't." So we Googled it, and boy, there it was.
Woods liked it. He insisted the story stay in Fort Worth. He didn't want to include Dallas.
We know that story, and I didn't want to go there.
And Woods wanted librettist Royce Vavrick and composer David T. Little to go away from the land of myth, where the Kennedys have been for decades. To make them people again, Vavrick turned things around.
We took the myth of JFK, and we really attempted to make him mortal.
The Kennedys arrived in Fort Worth November 21st, 1963, stayed in what's now the Fort Worth Hilton, appeared at a breakfast, then left.
I remember coming here to this room and looking out these magnificent, tall windows.
Vavrick sits in the presidential suite of the hotel.
The window from the hotel suite plays such a huge role in the opera. Jackie opens it. Her first image is looking out the window.
Mezzo-soprano Daniela Mack sings the part of Jackie.
Even as he holds me.
And what were those conversations that he had with Jackie in the privacy of this suite?
Of course, nobody knows. And here's where Vavrick and Little let imagination and wild fantasy take over. Jackie gives Jack an injection to numb his notorious back pain. Jack falls asleep, soaking in the tub. A series of drug-induced dreams and hallucinations follow, including a first-time meeting with Jackie.
I'm John. Jack.
Jack and Jackie.
Too perfect.
Too alliterative.
The first day we sang it in workshop, we looked over at Royce and at David and we said, "Guys, this is just like stunning."
Baritone Matthew Worth sings President Kennedy.
And it still stays that way all this time later.
In another scene, a pride of Texas political bosses, led by LBJ, crowd into Kennedy's bathroom challenging his manhood, political and sexual. Soviet leader Nikita Khrushchev and a giant beach ball make an appearance. So do bouncing cheerleaders and the Texas Boys Choir. Both performed for Kennedy in Fort Worth. And always, there's a chorus of the three Greek fates. They determine birth, life, and death. Little and Vavrick say reality and fantasy create tension between joy and tragedy.
We deviated as much from the facts as the truth required.
Both, says Little, are important in making the Kennedys real again for the audience.
It's really about this affirmation of life because we know of the death that is imminent.
In the last aria, Jack's optimistic because it's a beautiful morning. The sun is shining so he can leave the car top down. The chorus sits at tables. They wear red lens 3D glasses, the kind moviegoers wore to watch horror films in the 1960s. Bill Siebel, KERA News.